We're going to be reading a story called Animal Homes. Follow along in your book as we read the story out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear. Ready?
Animal Homes by Aya Podendorf. Many animals make their homes on top of the ground. Cottontail rabbits make nests in fields in the spring. Look at the picture.
Baby rabbits in nest.
A cottontail's nest is warm. It is made from soft grass and lined with fur. The mother lines the nest with fur from her own body. In winter, cottontails do not live in nests. Then they live under a barn or under some corn stalks. Look at the picture.
Mice.
Sometimes, white-footed mice make their nests among plants on top of the ground. A fox does not do much building to make its home. It finds a hollow log or a hole among the rocks and makes its den there. Look at the picture.
Fox cubs in their den.
Some animal homes are above the ground. Sometimes squirrels make nests of twigs and leaves and grass in branches of trees. Other times, squirrels make homes in holes in trees. These homes are usually their winter homes. Look at the pictures.
Squirrel nest. Squirrel.
Raccoons live near water in woods. Some raccoons make their homes in hollow trees. Look at the picture.
Raccoon nest.
A garden spider lives among plants. A garden spider spins a web. It stays on or near its web. Look at the picture.
Spider web.
Some animal homes are under the ground. Ground squirrels build homes under the ground. Their home is a long hall. This hall is called a tunnel. Sometimes the ground squirrels leave a pile of dirt at the door to their home. Look at the picture.
Ground squirrel.
Badgers live underground too. If you look for them, it is easy to see where they dig their tunnels. Look at the picture.
Badger den.
Skunks often make their homes in holes in the ground. They sometimes dig new holes, but they may use a hole that some other animal has made. Sometimes skunks crawl under buildings and make their homes there. Look at the picture.
Skunk nest.
Some kinds of ants build their homes underground. They dig on and on until they have a long tunnel underground. Look at the picture.
Ants digging a tunnel.
Ants make more than one tunnel. At the end of each tunnel, they make a room. In an ant home, there are many tunnels and many rooms. Look at the picture.
Ant nest.
The first room to be made is a nursery. The baby ants live here. Many of the rooms are storerooms for food. The worker ants bring back food to put in the storerooms. Look at the picture.
Ants carrying food to the storeroom.
Some animal homes are in water. Beavers build their homes in water. A beaver's home has a big room above water. The door to the home is underwater. A beaver swims underwater and up into the room of his home. Look at the pictures.
Beaver lodge. Beaver.
Sunfish make a nest at the bottom of a pond. The father brushes a place clean with his fins. Then the mother fish lays her eggs. They both protect the nest from their enemies. Look at the picture.
Sunfish.
Remember, animals live in many places. Some animals live in the ground. Some animals live high above the ground. Some animals live in water. Other animals live on land. Look at the picture of the woodchuck burrow and the chickadee nest. Look at the picture of the alligator and turtles. Now look at the picture of the elk. Some animals live in the woods. Others live on the desert. Some kinds of animals build unusual homes. Each animal home is just right for the animal that builds and lives in it. Look at the picture of the deer. Look at the picture of the spittlebug home. Look at the picture of the horned toad. Look at the picture of the hornet nest.
And that's the end of the story.